Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kurt Chaffetz, the founder and the CEO of Story Worldwide. That's storyworldwide.com. Is that right, Kirk?
It sure is.
Storyworldwide.com. Folks, check that website out. That is not, that's a website like you've never seen before. So give it a shot and see what you think. And Kirk, we're talking about the conversation. We're talking about communities. We're talking about how to behave. And again, I don't want people to think that we're not saying you're not going to advertise in the future. You know, I mean, I'm on the radio, for God's sake. I know that these things work. But you've got to think about all of it differently. And it's just like, here's the best way I think I can say it to small business owners by talking about a big business example. One of the predictions that I made 3 years ago, Kirk, is that in the future, executive vice presidents of sales and marketing are not going to be called executive vice presidents of sales and marketing. They're going to be called executive vice presidents of communities. Or of connection with communities, or something like that, because they're going to think about the way that they reach out and find and acquire and keep customers different from the words sales and marketing. What do you think? The sales and marketing will be too limiting for what they'll be doing.
As you know, I think that's right. That whether the title will change, what we know for sure is that the approach will have to change. And it's going to have to change into this notion of helping to build and participate in communities of interest.
Yeah.
And I think you're, say it again, serve first.
Serve first, sell second. And
right.
See, everything that I just said, it was about a title for a big company executive, but everything that applies to that prediction is 100% applied to small businesses today.
Absolutely, and what I tell clients is you really need to bring value to your audience in every communication you create and deliver. And it really is the serve first, sell second. It's a great way of putting it, because what we're saying is the information that you're delivering or the entertainment that you're delivering must be valuable and attractive to the audience. And if you're really lucky, it'll be both informative and entertaining. You can do both at once, by the way. But that's the key. Quit telling everybody how great you are. They don't care, frankly. What audiences care about is, and this will sound like not very enlightening, but audiences care about what they care about, not what you care about.
Right.
And the key to all of this is thinking about your so-called consumers or customers, God bless them, as an audience, because you're trying to reach them through media. The same way James Cameron is trying to reach an audience with Avatar,
right,
you're trying to reach an audience with your messages. Now, you can do it with a lot smaller budget than Cameron, but you need to worry about exactly the same things. Is this a story that anybody wants to hear? Is this a story that will be valuable to anyone?
Well, and here, let me ask you this question. See, I alluded to this earlier, but I think this is the direction that the marketplace is taking. Competitiveness is now table stakes. It's absolutely assumed, presumed by the consumer, by the customer, that they're going to find value through competitiveness. That's table stakes, and nobody is talking. The conversations that are being had right now are not being had about whether this company is competitive or that company is competitive. What the conversations are being had about whether this company is relevant to me and to my community. And to you, my friend, Kirk Chaffetz, who I'm now telling about this. It's relevance is trumping competitiveness. I'd like your thoughts on that.
I think that's absolutely true. And I think that the differentiation has always trumped competitiveness in some important sense.
Mm-hmm.
We do, every small business would do well to do an exercise that we call the brand mountain exercise. And that is to sit down with a friends, customers, whatever, and ask yourself the following questions. Which of the things that I do are just table stakes, right? Mm-hmm. Having a great selection, having, you know, high quality. Very often those people think they're differentiators. They're not. They're table stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look in the middle and you say, well, what things do I do that may be a little unusual, that add value, that are really nice to have, but that a lot of my competitors have as well? Mm-hmm. What are these in? And then you get to the top of the mountain. What really makes me different? And that's what you need to tell stories about.
And
that differentiating principle.
The best last word that we've had in a long time. Kirk, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
I told you we'd get smarter when Kirk joined us, didn't I? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.